It's the BBC.
Stop! Oh, I will stop. What's this approaching? It's a lorry driven by a Rolls Royce, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's that great Thespian star, a brew. Be a ball, Sellers!
He's not as popular as he used to be. I'll sing that bit, folks. He's not as popular as he used to be.
I don't lie, dear patrons. Next week, I shall be appearing in The Impotence of Being Earnest. By Oscar Wilde, the blackguard of Reading Jail. Yours, Neddy.
Time.
All together. It is to have friends.
Oh, I know. I wonder. Next question, please.
Dear sir, my wife has just made a pancake 30 foot round. Is this a record?
I don't know. Frank, playing it on the gramophone.
Together. The band. Caught with their instruments down.
I know, folks. Take us off track while we unwrap this brown paper parcel.
What's the next song?
It's a life-size goon show in imitation plastic.
Oh, and what are these little round things?
Ted, it's a set of spare glass jokes.
Let us hear one, Tom.
Oh, that's an old one, Jim.
Gentlemen,
what's up with you?
Registered brassier has just arrived by female.
From a bosom friend. I got it in quick then. Thank you. Thank you, it won't last long, folks. And here now... Here's an impression of Tom Sellers reading it.
Ta-ti-to-ta-too. This message shows this week's story of the French wine yards entitled I Like Claret and to Hell with Burgundy.
Oh, and now, here wearing a clean of river is page one.
What?
We all thought it coming, didn't we? Well, then, a word from Peter Sellers.
Draws.
Next week, another one.
And now for no reason at all. Where did you get the money to escape from Australia?
For no reason at all. My stand-in will answer that. Forward stand-in.
My name is Spike Stanley Milligan. But the knees are silent as in trousers.
Not Trembler?
Touché.
Mr. Greenslade, answer that for me as me.
My name is Peter Sellers.
And who's playing you?
Me.
Then who's Peter Sellers?
I am. But the eye is silent as in looking.
Do you care to elaborate?
Yes.
We have to wait.
We get them in somehow. It's a joke box. Oh, ha, 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 ha,
ha. And ha, 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 ha is the right answer. So say ha. Ha.
303, my favorite bullet.
Did you like it?
I fired it myself.
Too much salt for me.
Who heard of too much salt in cellar?
I am not Salt Sellers. My name is Peter.
Salt Peter!
That's an explosion!
Thank you. Triumph of matter over mind.
And now from Peterborough, 17-year-old Manx Gilray. And here he is, 17-year-old Manx Gilray from Peterborough.
Oh, boy, at last the break.
Now the goon show proper. I have in my left ventricle a copy of The Addict of Nantes holding an elephant's cardigan. Through the hole drilled up the bottom, I can see the House of Commons. In the strangers' gallery, disguised as strangers, are two sinister figures rampant on a cloth of filleted spawn. Spawn!
The clean, the clean. Oh.
Mariate, will you stop that revolting buttock scratching in the stranger's gallery?
But I've got strangers in my gallery.
Stop this noise in Parliament, you hear? You want to wake them up?
But
You fool, you've woken up Lord Taverner.
He's getting out of the bath. As I was saying.
What?
As I was saying, do you realize that the River Economic Commission of my
The Atomic Commission, you have no idea what the effect of an atom bomb would be on a nude Welshman holding a rice pudding.
Do the Russians have this information?
No, you see, the way is clear. I take the lead.
Gentlemen, the government are willing to pay. Thank you. Are willing to pay £1,000 in cloth for any Welshman who is willing to stand naked, holding a rice pudding, and hit by the powers of an atom bomb.
Mariate, I know the very man. Come.
Sure enough, those bushes were pointed at an early Anglo-Saxon leaping house in Piccadilly. Within, two men are repairing the ravages of Roman occupation.
William! What are you doing in there?
Cutting me toenails, mate. When I get in bed at night, they tear the ceiling, mate.
I say, you in there.
Terry Spudlock, professional soldier and amateur landlord.
Have you got a woman in your room?
I certainly have not.
Well, get out of here, will you? It is not that kind of a house, you have.
Now he tells me, after all those nights of raffia and fretwork.
Knock, knock, knocky, knock, chum.
Knock, knock, knocky, knock, chum?
Yes.
That's the private number of a donor. Come in.
Hello, Neddy.
I recognize those octagonal shins, of course. It's Count Jim Fries Moriarty.
The steam count has been commissioned to do a statue of the Sahara Desert holding a rice pudding, and he wants you, Neddy, to pose for it.
Me? Pose of the desert? Entertainment, you're just the right size, and twice as better. Do I have to pose? N-U-D-E?
Of course you do. The Sahara never wears clothes.
Not even the supper.
Malicious rumors.
Can't sit down to dinner nude? Supposing there are ladies present. To continue. How long would I have to hold the pose for?
You don't have to hold any pose, Ned. Just as long as you don't move. Now, for salary, you'll be paid in the current Bank of England cigarette card series of famous criminal footballers.
I said,
all together. Yes, coming on very nicely, thank you. And now to contact the British Sahara Desert Atomic Center. But first, Ray Ellington will sing through his mouth and other things.
When I grow too old to dream, oh, I'll have you to remember. And when I grow too doggone old to dream, your kiss will be here in my heart. Again. And so let us part. Yes, and when I grow too doggone old to dream, your kiss will be here in my heart. So come on and kiss me and kiss me.
Microphone near Griffith Flynn's trousers, we pick up the thread which shows Ned in the Sahara Desert.
Now then, Ned, off with your clothes, Ned.
There. How do I look?
Oh. I suppose he makes somebody happy. Hold this rice pudding.
Griffith, what? Only 3 minutes to zero hour before they drop the bomb. Hurry.
Now, Daddy.
Yes.
Yes, stand in this bullseye and don't move.
Don't move, he said. Right. God, if only my mother could see me now. Posing for the statue of the Sahara. What a proud day for Wales. Not to mention sardines and kippers. It's a bit early in the show, really, isn't it,
now? Stop. Seeing that Mr. Seagoon is in a state of déshabille,
Kiki,
it would be appreciated if old ladies with binoculars would all listen with your backs to the wireless or place a dark cloth over the speaker.
Oh, dear, it's not fair, you know.
This is living. Now, what was it that Moriarty said?
I said, don't move.
No. Wait. What's this approaching across the desert? A ragged soldier clad in cement sacks playing an imaginary piano. He must be one of ours. Good morning. Dad, that sun's hot.
Well, you shouldn't touch it.
But it's such you. Just then, I caught a glimpse of the label on his hat. It said, Early English Idiot, circa 1899.
Oh, I'm not an idiot. Oh, you ask me any question. I'll show you I'm clever. We are clever. B.L. extra, pronounced.
Levin? What's your name?
Oh, the hard ones first, please. My name's Renown. I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Stick it out, then. Yes. Fred Smith, Esquire. So you're Fred Smith, Esquire?
Oh, that's the name of my tongue.
We must be related. Smith is the maiden name of my right elbow.
Well, I'd be betting I'd get him back to the barracks. How far is it to the fort? Fort no.
13 miles.
13. That's unlucky.
Oh, I think 14 miles.
You see? It was unlucky. I'm a mile further away, no? I shall go among you. Look! The rift!
I thought they were abroad.
I'm off!
Now, I must lose my head. If I keep dead still, the cannons will think I'm a spatula.
Why, look! Statue of Fat Man, holding rice pudding. Just what I need. Get him up on horse.
Dear listeners, what a stroke of luck for Mr. Siegel. Another 30 seconds, and the A-bomb would have burst on that very spot. But wait, someone approaches the danger zone.
It's the long-lost number 8 touring company of the Desert Soul.
Ah, my dear, look at the peaceful scene.
No.
Let us rest here in the shade of this grasshopper's leg.
No.
Oh, the inspiration.
I know.
I feel a song coming on, my dear. Because the blue.
Right one. He's there. A direct hit. But he's in bits. Otherwise, he's all right.
Yes.
Come on, wake up, Neddy. It was only an atom bomb.
allow me, Mariotti. I'm rather good at jigsaw puzzles.
Yes.
Now, that bit goes in there.
Yes.
This leg goes there.
Yes.
That bit in there. And this goes in there.
No.
No, it doesn't. No. His knee fits here.
A knee?
Gad, he's changed. He's turned into more than one person.
Well, there was always enough of him.
Let's get him to the atomic center.
Wait, we get him there.
There, then, we have the situation. But the capture of the new Neddy soon came to the attention of the O.C. Fort Bowles.
Dear. Oh, there must be a cure for it. Oh, dear.
Knock, knock!
Come in, knock, knock.
Good morning, Major.
God, it's Seacom playing a different part. Curse these small budget shows. What's in that envelope?
The next part of the plot and a messenger in the plain wrapper.
So it is. Tell him we can't understand what he's saying.
Gala ta mi. Gala ta ga.
Kalasago? Kalasaga?
He says he doesn't understand what he's saying.
Then I was right.
Yes.
Even as I spoke, the native plunged his hand into his lunch basket and drew out a glass ball. A daring move on his part.
It's a fortune teller's ball.
What? Why weren't we invited? I can't resist them. Hand me the turban now, crystal ball. What can we see? Turn up the brightness. Ah! It's a nude Welshman holding a rice pudding.
No.
Being abducted into a red bladder's harem. Action! Bugler! No. Sound the sound of the bugle.
What?
Are we?
I think we must be within earshot.
Why?
He just shut up one of my ears. Thank you. Thank you, Blue Butlers. I'm glad to be back. And the good news now. During the summer holes, guess what happened? I started to grow hairs on my little legs. Nature is preparing me for marriage. Hooray! For the next part, I will... You hit me like that again and see what happens. See what happens.
Dad, it's the 420 port from Islington. Dead on time. Take cover, lads.
Here's the red banner up at the battlements.
Do you think he's going to capitulate?
I don't know. I should stand back in case he does.
Echo.
Yeah.
You speak the language.
Yeah.
You challenge him.
Oh, hey.
Red bladder, you can't frighten me. Ow, he frightened me.
I give you till dawn to get out and surrender, or the new rent act will come into force.
Meanwhile, the PM addresses the House.
Aunt Mims, Mams, and Moms, I have just received great news. The Atomic Commission have ascertained that when a nude Welshman holding a rice pudding is struck by an atomic bomb, he turns into a fully clad number 8 touring company of the Desert Song.
Then Britain leads the world!
Soon, all over England, reactors were set up and atomic furnaces were turning nude Welshmen into number 8 touring companies of the Desert Song. Song, 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 ding, 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 ding. Oh, they've taken over.
And it was at the train today that England now leads the world in the production of number 8 Desert Song Touring Company.
And what of Neddy?
To this day, he stands stock still as a statue in a harem. One move would mean, well, the unkindest cut of all.
I think they've finished. So would you all leave quietly? Thank you.
Yes.
I expect you're surprised, but that was the Goon Show. In real life, they are disguised as Wally Stott's orchestra, the Ray Ellington Quartet, Max Geldray, Harry Secombe, Peter Sellers, and Spike Milligan, who also writes the thing. The only unreal persons in this recording were Wallace Greenslade, announcer, and the producer, John Bow, who prefers to be called...